Florida Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's job again appears to be in jeopardy following new reports that President Trump wants to replace him with Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo in the coming weeks. U.S. State Department correspondent Cindy Sain on who might replace Pompeo at the CIA.
The word there is that it would be Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who has been a leading figure pushing for a more hawkish position on Iran in particular. He was a staunch opponent to the Iran nuclear deal. So I think he would take a much harder line on issues such as Iran.
And as VOA's Cindy Sain at the State Department, Trump administration is stopping short of advocating regime change in Pyongyang, even though President Trump has indicated it is time for Kim Jong-un to go. Earlier, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke at the U.N. about China's part in all of this.
We need China to do more. President Trump called Chinese President Xi this morning and told him that we have come to the point that China must cut off the oil from North Korea. That would be a pivotal step in the world's effort to stop this international pariah.
Haley warned North Korea's missile launch brings the world closer to war. Meantime, Germany withdrawing a third diplomat from North Korea but not cutting diplomatic ties. A group of four heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a university campus in northwestern Pakistan today, killing at least 9 people, wounding more than 35 others. Most of the victims were students. This is VOA News. Afghan Taliban claiming that the deputy head of the Islamic State terrorist group in Afghanistan has joined the Taliban ranks. VOA was unable to independently verify the Taliban claim. A Taliban statement came amid increasing rivalry and clashes between Taliban and the Islamic group in Afghanistan. A senior UN official is warning many of the hundreds of critically wounded and ill people trapped in the besieged Syrian area of East Ghouta, a suburb of the capital Damascus, could die without urgent medical treatment. That story now from Lisa Schlein.
Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says the United Nations has been waiting for 2 months for the Syrian government to give the green light to an emergency medical evacuation from East Ghouta. Over that time, he says the list of serious cases requiring urgent treatment has grown to 500.
Not a single of these that we have been able to evacuate over those 2 months. Not a single one.
About 440,000 civilians are trapped in East Ghouta, which has been under siege by the government of Bashar al-Assad since 2013. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis ordained 16 priests today at a huge outdoor mass in the Bangladesh capital, Dhaka. Estimated 100,000 people attended. Later, the Pope is scheduled to meet in the day with Rohingya Muslim refugees who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar. Francis has denounced the treatment of the Rohingyas in previous public remarks, but his advisors have counseled him not to speak about the issue while in Myanmar the last few days for fear of a backlash against the 650,000 Catholics in the country. Japanese government announcing today that Emperor Akihito will be stepping down from the throne on April 30th in 2019. He will be succeeded by his eldest son, Crown Prince Naruhito. Last year, the emperor said he was becoming too old and frail to carry out his duties. In recent years, the emperor has had heart surgery, bronchitis, and has also been treated for prostate cancer. Akihito will be the first emperor to abdicate the Japanese throne in 200 years. A powerful earthquake of magnitude 6.0 struck the northeastern coast of Papua New Guinea. Today, there were no immediate reports of damage or casualties after that tremor. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.